Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Beis in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah Sif Aleph, if one forgot to say or isn't sure, he's mistapik whether he said Hamelech HaKadosh. The halacha is he goes back to the beginning of Shmone Esrei. He must say Hamelech HaKadosh. It's Me'akev the Shmone Esrei. The Magen Avraham writes that repeating it 90 times, like we suggest with regard to Mashiach Ruach, is ineffective here. When it comes to Mashiach Ruach, we have the same halacha. If a person forgot or wasn't sure if he forgot, he has to repeat Shmone Esrei. But if you say Ata Gibor LaHashem Mechaye Mesim Ma'ata Rav Loshia Mashiv Aruach Menagashem Mechal Kachaim, and you say it a few 90 times over, so then you're already accustomed to saying Mashiv Aruach in that context of the bracha. In which case, if there's any suffix after that point, you assume you did say it and you don't repeat Shemone Esrei. But the Magen Avraham writes, when it comes to Hamelech HaKadosh, saying 90 times wouldn't work, because you can't say Baruch Atah, and you can't say the real Shem Hashem. You can't say it obviously in vain. And saying Baruch Atah Hashem, like I just said, you say the word Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamelech HaKadosh, that doesn't work either, because we don't say Hashem during Shemone Esrei, we say the real Shem Hashem. So therefore, 90 times doesn't work for Hamelech HaKadosh, and if it's a suffix, you have to go back. The Shari Tshuva does bring a position that says 90 times does work, even though you say the Baruch Atah Hashem and you don't say the actual name of Hashem. But in the end, he concludes that it doesn't work. And again, if there's a suffix, you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. The exceptions, one of the exceptions that you would not have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. So Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Kuf Yudal in Hilchos Tevilah, Siv Katan Lam Leches, that a person had a mind to say it. And only sometime later after davening, he had realized that maybe he didn't really say it. He wasn't sure if he said it, so then he doesn't need to repeat it. But if the suffix was immediately, meaning right after davening, he says, I don't think I said it. So then we assume since the suffix came miyad, chances are he did not say it and he would have to repeat it. But again, if later on in the day, he's taking the train to work already, he's at the office, and then he says, did I say Hamelech HaKadosh this morning? So since the late suffix came later on, in that case, we assume he did say Hamelech HaKadosh. The Shmir Shabbos quotes from Shlomo Zalman wondering how much time needs to elapse for it to be considered no longer miyad. Is it the time from completing davening? If when he takes the three steps back, he says, oh, did I say it or I did not say it? Is that considered a miyad? Or let's say the guy davened for a very long time, to be taken into account from when Hamelech HaKadosh should be said. So let's say a typical person davened 5 minutes Shmone Esrei, and this guy davened to 15 minutes Shmone Esrei. So do we say during the Shmone Esrei, if 5 minutes pass from when he got to Hamelech HaKadosh, he's in the middle of Lamal Shinim, let's say, and then he has a suffix, so do we say, oh, it's been 5 minutes from when most people forget about it? Or no, it's during the course of his tefillah, so even though his Shmone Esrei takes 15 minutes, his miyad is 15 minutes later, whenever he finishes davening. So that's a suffix in the Shmir Shabbos. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says there's another exception when a person wouldn't have to go back and say Shmone Esrei, that if a person davened with a lav kavana, you know when you davened with a kavana, and we know when you didn't daven with a kavana. So a person had kavana, and then he wasn't sure if he said Hamelech HaKadosh, so then it's a suffix shakel. He thinks it's an equal chance that he did say it, since he had kavana. We assume he had kavana, he knew he was doing Aseres Me'tshuva, and he said Hamelech HaKadosh, but at the same time, he wasn't really sure. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, if a person daven mamish with kavana, so then he doesn't have to go back and repeat it. Mishnah Berurah says, another situation where a person would not have to repeat Shmone Esrei is, if a person daven uvichein tein pachtecha in Rosh Hashanah, so then, but he wasn't sure if the chasima was Hakel HaKadosh or Hamelech HaKadosh, so it's very possible in this case, in Mishnah Berurah says, since he started off uvichein tein pachtecha, very likely that he finished also with Hamelech HaKadosh. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't paskin, but the Elef HaMagen paskins that since suffix brachos lahakel, this case you would not have to repeat Shmone Esrei. The Shaar Tzion quotes another opinion where you wouldn't have to go back is if the suffix happened the night of Rosh Hashanah, the first night of Shmone Esrei, of Rosh Hashanah rather, so just like the night of Rosh Chodesh, if a person forgets Yalevi Avo in Mariv during Rosh Chodesh, one would not have to repeat it since you're not Mekadesh the Chodesh Belayla. So to your right, if someone forgot Hamelech HaKadosh, forget even a suffix, if a person forgot Hamelech HaKadosh, the Shaar Tzion quotes an opinion, you don't have to repeat it because we're not Mekadesh the Chodesh, we're not Mekadesh the Rosh Hashanah at nighttime. But the Shaar Tzion himself, the Chavetz Chaim himself, rejects this because it only makes sense if you're saying a chol. If you daven, you may chol, and you didn't say Yalav Yavo, so you were daven the regular, you may chol, and he didn't miss anything. But the person's davening Shmone Esrei Rosh Hashanah, so Rosh Hashanah davening needs Hamelech HaKadosh. And without Hamelech HaKadosh, that's not called the Rosh Hashanah davening. So even if we say you're not Mekadesh the Chodesh and you're not Mekadesh Rosh Hashanah Balayla, if you're davening Rosh Hashanah Nusach, you have to have every part of it to be the Rosh Hashanah Nusach, and you have to say Amal HaKadosh. And if one didn't say Amal HaKadosh, you have to repeat Shemona Esrei. What if this happened the second night of Rosh Hashanah? Again, not a case of a safek, but if a person wasn't sure if he said Hamel, rather he knows for sure he didn't say Hamel HaKadosh on the second night. So Rav Moshe writes, even though the Chai Adam, who's the source of this halacha, doesn't distinguish between the nights, that it seems to say even on the second night, if he missed the Hamel HaKadosh, he would not repeat it, just like Yalev Yavo on the second night of Rosh Chodesh. But Moshe thinks what one should repeat Shemoneh Esrei on the second night. If a person didn't say it on the first night, so there's room to allow it to go through, but on the second night, he thinks that even the Chai Adam would agree you'd have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei on the second night if you didn't say Hamel HaKadosh. Esha of Rami Bachach said, if one said Zachreinu, and he knows for sure he said Zachreinu, then it's safe to assume he also said Hamel HaKadosh, and that too you would not have to go back, even if there is a suffix. Rabbi Yashuv says, if one davened from a sitter, that's yet another reason why a person doesn't need to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. So even though the halacha is, if a person wasn't sure if he said Hamel HaKadosh or not, there are many circumstances when a person would not have to go back and repeat it. The Shulchan Aruch writes further there in Siv Beis, if you correct it, Toch Deidibur, you say Hakel HaKadosh, Hamel HaKadosh, so then you do not need to repeat it. What's the shir of Toch Deidibur? Mishabur writes that it's a time it takes to say three words. So if a person takes a second or two and then remembers Hamel HaKadosh, so that would be sufficient to erase Hakel HaKadosh and would work for the Hamel HaKadosh. More than that time, he would have to go back and start Shemoneh Esrei all over again. But the Mishnah Berurah writes, let's say he goes Hamel HaKadosh, and right away he goes into Atachonin, even though it might be Toch Kedei Dibur, once you begin Atachonin, so then you can never go back and fix Hakel HaKadosh, you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Shulchan Aruch says also when it comes to Friday night, when it says Me'ein Sheva, we say Me'ein Sheva after Mariv, so that too one has to say Hamel HaKadosh. What if the Machlokis, if one forgot it, the Shliach Tzibur forgot to say Hamel HaKadosh in the Me'ein Sheva, the Mishabu records the Machlokis, but since it's a Safek Brachos Lahakel, we assume that he doesn't have to go back and repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Well, about Hamel HaMishpat, so Shulchan Aruch writes that a person didn't finish davening, and he forgot or wasn't sure, so if he hasn't finished davening yet, so he should go back to the Brach of Hashivenu, and then Hashiva Shavteni rather, and he should go back and say from that part all the way till the end of Shemoneh Esrei. But if he already finished Shemoneh Esrei, so the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you repeat Shemoneh Esrei from the beginning. Ramah makes a comment to look back what I wrote in Simen Kuf Yud Ches. What's in Simen Kuf Yud Ches? The Taz points out that you should daven at Tfilas Nedava. So since it's a machlok, it's whether you should go back for missing a Melech HaMishpar or not, he thinks daven at Tfilas Nedava and say a Mechadah something in the Tfilas Nedava. We don't normally daven Tfilas Nedavas, but that's the suggestion of the Ramah and the Taz. But the Levush writes that one does not need to go back even if you forgot it, because since you said HaMelech Ohev, even though you didn't say HaMelech HaMishpat, you said Melech Ohev Tztaku Mishpat, you still mention the word Melech, that is sufficient B'diyeved, and the Mishnah Berurah paskins as well, that one need not repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Well, a person forgot Zachreinu L'chaim U'michamocha, all those different insertions, so the Beis Yosef writes in Siman Kuf Yud Beis that rather the Shulchan Aruch paskins, we don't repeat it for missing it. So Beis Yosef wants to know, even though we don't ask bakashos during the first three brachos and the last three brachos of Shemoneh Esrei, during the days of Asar Shmei Tshuva, since they're Tzarchei Tzibur, one would be permitted to ask bakashos. What about asking for personal brachos during these times? So the Chaz Nishan, Rav Yashuv, says one's allowed to ask for personal tefillahs unless Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. We don't ask bakashos on Shabbos, but on Yom Tov one would be allowed to ask personal bakashos on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. Rav Chaim and Rav Shlomo Zalman argue that even on Shabbos, one is allowed to ask personal bakashos if Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur fall out on Shabbos, because Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur changed the whole mahus of the day, and you are allowed to even ask for personal bakashos as well. That being said, Rosh Shlomo Zalman himself felt that one should never ask for personal tefillahs. It's really, at least Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, even on a falls out during the weekday, because it's a day where we're being Mamlech Hashem, the King, not asking for our own personal bakashos. You should ask for everything should be great for the world, for the Tzibur, as the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. Okay, let's stop here.